ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot.
That's my focus.
All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Playoff edition. Matt Abrick here. Ryan Cook next to me.
Hello.
This is the Southern Carolina Conference Tournament Semifinals Girls Edition. First game of tonight's doubleheader, it's Porter Ridge, the number 2 seed overall, against Cuthbertson, the 3 seed. We are live from Pirate Gymnasium on the campus of Porter Ridge High School for tonight's matchup. The rubber match, you could say.
Yeah, I mean, at this stage in the season for everybody, it's, you know, they've seen each other quite a bit, and you know, what adjustments have each team made?
These two teams met earlier this season twice, as I'd mentioned. Porter Ridge winning both matches, matchup 61-36 in the first game. And then the second game was a 10-point lead for the Pirates, 65-55, a win. The Cavs coming to tonight's action 8-16 overall, 3-5 in the conference. 3 seed, as I mentioned. They've lost 3 of their last 5, though, falling to Union Academy this past Friday night. They are led by their young backcourt, freshman guards, Christian Mundy, 13.8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 28% from 3. She had her career high and season high against Porter Ridge 2 weeks ago with 25. Her backcourt mate, freshman guard Kristen Johnson, 10.7 points, 29% from 3. And then off the bench for Coach Busick, it's a freshman wing, Ava Beals, 5 points, 38% from 3. And the other one that we'll see inside, size-wise, is Coach Busick starting tonight, sophomore wing Amaya Rogers, 5.3 points, 3 rebounds. She also had her season high and career high against Porter Ridge the last time with 13 points in the game, and they are coached by Jeff Busick.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Coach Busick is a really good, experienced coach, and definitely a stylish dresser as well. Would you agree?
Yes. He's not as, you know, you used to come out with the vest. He's just old school white polo.
Well, and he's
got some nice shoe game.
Yeah, kind of the skinny type jeans or what. You know, he's a lot cooler than I ever was. I mean, no one's going to debate that. Got the big sleeve, and you know, he used to have like the hairdo and the beard, but now he's kind of going a little bit more.
He's got everyday 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, he told me he's going a little more conservative on that look. But no, seriously, I think he's a great coach. He's done it for a long time. He's coached at a high level when he coached Audrey Kell and high level athletes. And yeah, I mean, so he's been here, done that. He's so relaxed all the time. I was texting with him today, giving him
a hard time.
I was texting to give him a hard time because everybody in the county, no offense, Pirates, everybody but Porter Ridge fans are for them tonight because
pull the upset.
It's weird. I don't really understand this, so I don't know if he told you, but their fate, their outcome determines the fate of Sun Valley and Weddington in the playoffs.
Right, with the state playoffs.
It's the leapfrog thing. You heard of that?
No.
It's like, so if you look at the RPI right now, they're 31st, Cuthbertson is. Weddington, I think, is 28th, I think it is. So even though they beat them twice, Weddington's either 28th or 26th even. Like, they're in it solid.
Right.
So I was like, okay, well, cool. They made the playoffs, you know. Not so fast. What I was told is you can't leap somebody in the conference. So if they were to lose tonight and fall out of the top 32, Sun Valley and Weddington can't make it ahead of them.
That sounds real smart and efficient.
I get it, and I don't
board.
Get it.
It's weird.
I was talking to Coach Welch about it today, and I understand that it would be. So in theory, though, it would be strange,
There's
I guess.
32 teams they let in.
Right. Well, so I can see where it would be strange, for instance, though, if Weddington got in. They beat Weddington both times.
I agree, because you also finished last in the conference and last in the conference tournament.
But they based it off RPI. So I don't know. I didn't know that until today. So now I'm so confused. I'm very confused. And then I think, and this is not sure, and I think Coach Busick and Coach Welch disagree on this, so I don't know who's right. But I think that if they get in, let's say as 31, then Weddington and Sun Valley can still be higher seeds than they can be. But they... So you see, it's weird. So you see what I'm saying?
Well,
so like
what I've seen,
so they don't they don't have to be, because like they don't have to be 30th and then have Weddington 31 right. and Sun Valley 32.
Right.
But they can't get in. It's weird. It's confusing. So everybody's for.
Also, this playoff season, they are doing the 2-2-2. Two games during the playoffs, two games in a week. Two games in a week. Two games in a week.
I
instead
did see
of
that.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Right. I like the Tuesday, Friday.
I do too.
I like
yeah,
that.
I do too.
So, anyways,
Porter Ridge, 18-5 overall, 7-1 in the conference, number 2 seed overall, tied with Marvin for the conference lead as they split the head to head. Coming off a 56-43 win over Sun Valley this past Friday night, they have not lost since that loss to Marvin. They have won 8 games in a row. They are super talented, led by Sidney Blackwell. 15.4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 37% from 3. Freshman guard Ashante Taylor does it all. 18.9 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, 30% from 3. Sophomore guard Miley Malcolm, 9.7 points, 6 rebounds, almost 4 assists, 30% from 3. And then Anna Scaldera, 5.5 points, 7 rebounds, going to college to play volleyball.
Yeah.
And they are coached by one Morgan Brown, former UnionCountyHoops.com's Player of the Year.
Well, you know, and every time I see these girls, I'm going to say the same thing. I just can't get over the length. You know what I'm
saying? And they got Riley Willie out there. He's about three or four inches, if not more, smaller.
The length of the legs of Malcolm and Scaldera are almost startling to me, you know. So, you know, on paper, it is a little bit of a mismatch. I mean, I do think that, you know, I really like the young players for Cuthbertson. I think they got a great future. I really like those guards, and they got, you know, like you were saying, a couple other freshmen that are very solid.
Yep.
But it's a big ask to come in and go against guards like Blackwell and Malcolm and the size that they have and the athleticism. But it does seem to be a little bit of a trend. You know, I mean, as you said, the second time around, Cuthbertson was right in it with them, only lost by 10. Same with when Weddington played Porter Ridge.
Yep.
The first time they got blown out. The second time they lost by like 6
and they
or
led
like
most
that.
Of the game
they
up
had
until
that
about
game.
The last 2 minutes.
They really did. So, I mean, coaches got to make adjustments, and I do have a lot of faith in Coach Busick to come out here with a good game plan and getting his girls, you know, believing they can do it. Is that enough? I don't know, but I think we could see a good one.
We're about a minute and a half away from the tip, starting lineups and the tip. We're going to take a break, come back with that and the game, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Ebert, Ryan Cook. Starting lineups for tonight, the Cavaliers are in town. The number 3 seed. It'll be Mundy, Johnson, Willie, Jewell, and Rogers, the 5 that Coach Busick will trot out there. They're on their road blue trimmed in gold.
Yes, a young group.
And we're going to get the Porter Ridge girls here in a second as they dim the lights and bring out Alan Parsons Project in the 1989 Chicago Bulls.
See, I never liked the Bulls, but I always love that intro, though.
For Porter Ridge, it'll be Blackwell, Malcolm, Taylor, Scaldera, and Callie Williams.
We could be in the line of fire, so I don't know. I guess not.
No, Blackwell is focused.
She always is, isn't she? I really like that about her. I think the X factor is pretty obvious tonight. I just don't think there's anybody on this Cuthbertson team that's athletic enough to slow down Miss Taylor. You know, I mean, last time I saw her in action was against Weddington, I think. And, I mean, she was literally like – she was getting rebounds and taking the length of the floor before anyone for Weddington could get back. Now, part of that is you, at some point, you probably have to assign a girl or two, you know. I don't know if I just – do you know him?
No, I don't.
Think
it's
I like
the first
him.
Time I've ever
– He seems
– been at a game with him as a ref.
He seems personable and he seems –
until he makes the first bad call, then you're going to kill him, huh?
Well, we'll see, potentially. But I think he seems sharp, though, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't your – if you had to guess, he's going to be good. That'd
Rogers,
be nice.
Rogers in, Scaldero jumping center. Porter Ridge right to left. Cuthbertson left to right on your internet dial. Let's get the game of the week underway. Tip in the air and one by the Pirates into the backcourt to Malcolm. Pressure here immediately. Loose ball. Malcolm gets it over to Taylor. Taylor across the timeline. Right down the lane. Up shot too strong. Rebound Scaldero put back too strong.
Whoa.
Rebound by Jewell.
Man, she just literally pushed her.
Alexis Jewell with the rebound. And over to John Mundy. Mundy across the timeline. Hands off to Wyatt Willie. Near side to Jewell, over to Johnson.
They're running that Princeton, that high Princeton offense.
Back up top to Jewell.
Trying to catch him on a back door, take their time, slow the game down.
Not a Willie on that right wing. Scaldera on her. And you're not definitely going to throw over Porter Ridge,
none,
typically.
No, three of them I wouldn't want to try that on.
Mundy at the elbow, back up top.
See, he wants him to be very patient, kind of catch him sleeping.
Willie with it. Drive into the corner. Mundy is called for steps.
Yeah. I think we got a good crew here tonight, though. I think they got more going on. I cannot believe the one gentleman has been doing this for 50 years. He told us it was his 50th year. Wow. I thought I was old. That's how old I am. So I haven't been doing that since I was born.
That's funny. That's true.
I mean, jeez.
Malcolm right wing with the basketball up top to Blackwell. Rise, fire, three, Sid, no good. Scaldera, put back is no good. Too strong again. Williams had it. Jewell back to Scaldera. Malcolm out thigh with a three, no good. Rebound goes right to Rogers. Over to Mundy. To Johnson across the timeline, right wing. Left up top, back to Mundy. Christian into the corner. Willie, baseline. Going to have to go back up top, and Scaldera got a piece of it, but he got right to Johnson.
Coaches went less dribble and more pass.
Up top to
Mundy.
Saying,
swing it, move it.
Back up top to Mundy.
Oh.
Fell down, loose ball. Taylor's got it. Taylor, a one-on-one with Willie. Drive, hang. Layup is good.
That was sharp.
She's got that reverse layup down pat.
She does. She almost seems like she prefers to go left and do that.
But if you know it's coming, you got to make some kind of play. And the minute you make that call,
right. She'll
figure out to go with the right.
Oh, yeah.
2-0 here. Porter Ridge right side over to Johnson. Christian with it up top, the freshman guard. Left wing over to Willie. Blackwell on her. Willie drive through the lane. Up, shot, window. Good. The old effort on that one. Strength.
Yeah.
2-2. Tie ball game. 5:35 to go.
So far on this end, the biggest thing has been Porter Ridge getting the offensive rebounds. Cuthbert's got to do a better job on that.
Scaldera up top to Blackwell. Sid crosses her over, stealed away by Willie. Over to Jewell. Alexis will bring it across the timeline. Jewell lost it off of a foot, loose ball. Williams falls down. They're letting him play tonight.
Man, I'd say that's a foul.
Left side over to Willie. Pump fake and blocked by Malcolm. Miley with it. Left side to Blackwell, overshoots her out of bounds. It'll go back to the Cavaliers.
So, I mean, I think that definitely Coach Busick would say this is to their advantage right now. I think he wants this, a low-scoring game and ugly. You know, I mean, you kind of want to ugly it up against a team that's this talented.
Still 2-2 with 5 minutes to go here in the first. Mundy with Williams on her, across the timeline with a pass to Willie. Left side, Malcolm up on her. Skip pass near side back to Mundy. If Mundy wants to go right, I think she can take Williams off the dribble.
I agree. I think that coach wants her to be selective on that. I think she had it the one time she lost it.
Rogers with it. Back to Mundy. She'll drive. Hang. Lost it. Out of bounds. It'll stay. Cavalier basketball.
Yeah, I mean,
she ties her shoe.
You're not shedding any tears right now if you're Coach Busick at 2-2 over halfway through the quarter. I think it's kind of the game plan, or almost halfway through the quarter.
Back up top, they get it to Jewell. Alexis with it, left side to Willie. 4:35 to go here in the first. You'd mentioned still just 2-2.
Yeah. Ooh, careful.
High post to Jewell. Blackwell with her. Mundy. They switch. Now to Johnston. Drive, hang, blocked. No foul. It'll go off of Malcolm out of bounds. It'll stay Cavalier basketball. Still trying to figure out who's going to trigger. It'll be Johnson.
Someone's got to move, is what she's thinking.
They get it to Jewell on the block. And she's called for
steps. Did. Yep.
That was Willie on the block. I apologize.
Coach says, get organized.
4:17 to go here as Taylor will bring it up. Ashante with it. Outstanding freshman. Left wing with the dribble. Still with that dribble. And runs into Scaldera and almost stepped on that hidden half-court line on the block to Malcolm.
Line.
Back to Williams. A three on the way. No good. Rebound by Mundy.
And right now that defensive plan is working out really well.
Mundy going to go right to the corner. Now back up top. Off to Johnston. Directing traffic. Ooh, wanted to take the NBA three. Stolen away. Ashante Taylor up and off the glass. Ooh. Good. 4-2. Mundy across the timeline. 3:30 to go here. Mundy, dribble drive. Up, no, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
So that's on Williams. First foul of the game with 3:27 left in the quarter.
You can hear Jeff Busick behind us, Coach Busick. First one up, no good. Ava Beals will come in for Mundy if she makes the free throw. Still just 4-2 with 3:27 to go here. Mundy at the line, up and no good. Rebounds her own shot right there at the free throw line. Back up top to Johnston. Cavs with the basketball.
I think I got a better angle than you. I don't think it's Beals. I think that's Howell. Yeah, I got a better angle than you.
Okay.
Got 40, not 10.
Oh, I got you. Skip pass up top. Either way, Riley Howell will check in on the next dead ball. Mundy left side to Willie. Up top, back to Mundy.
Coach wants them to take their time.
And they are.
It's frustrating when you're a team like Porter Ridge, you want to get out and run, you know.
Left side to Johnston, up top to Jewel. Alexis with it.
Oh,
back door, and Willie's right there. Up,
shot,
blast, too strong, rebound by Taylor. Taylor going to dribble drive, spin through the lane, shot up and good.
Wow. That's a special play right there.
6-2. Porter Ridge with the lead.
A special play.
Jewel with it, top of the key. Bounce pass stolen away by Malcolm. Miley and Blackwell. To Blackwell, back to Malcolm, and can't go. It'll go off of Jewel. It'll stay Pirate ball. Riley Howell gets in finally with 2:18 to go here.
Really like the defensive effort and plan by Cuthbertson here. They're just really struggling to get the offense going.
Malcolm will trigger it. Up top, Williams. That's three on the way, no good. Rebound by Jewel. Stolen away by Johnson as Mia Swanson checks in. On the block, out of bounds, off of Scaldero's fingertips, and it'll be back to the Cavaliers with 2:08 to go.
So, yeah, I mean, here, you got to get a basket, you know. I mean, just get it to 6-4 and ugly it up.
High post to Jewel. Jewel. Rogers on the cut through, not a Willie up top. Pump fake gets Taylor in the air, and foul is called. I've never seen this female ref here.
I don't think I have either, but I think, well, I don't know.
Blackwell out, Williams in.
There is
Ava Beals.
Yes. She is a shooter. Just like her brother, she's a spot shooter that can really fill it up from three.
Jewel will trigger it for the Cuthbertson Cavaliers. Jewel into the corner to Howe. Howe with it up top to Willie. Back to Howe. Howe with it. Lost her dribble. Back up top to Willie. Now over to Johnson, left side to Beals. On the block, Willie. Shot, glass, no, rebound Taylor.
Just tough with
Taylor. Ashante wants to push. Stops the ball, finds the open man, too strong. Rebound goes right to Beals. Over to Howe. Looks for help, gets it to Johnson, and they'll pick her up full court. Gets past Williams with a minute 20 to go here. How long do you keep Mundy out?
I was just getting ready to say, I'm kind of surprised she's been out this long.
Right side over to Beals on that right wing. A few dribbles, now resets with Malcolm on her, now to Johnston. Howe back to Beals on the block, goes out of bounds. It'll stay Cavalier basketball.
Yeah, I'm surprised she sat this long. I don't know if there's something going on.
Rogers back in, going to replace Willie.
But I think it's smart for Porter Ridge. I don't think you want Scaldera matched up with Ava Beals like they had for a little bit, and they switch it to Malcolm.
Johnston will trigger it. Up top, Beals with it.
Now you got Scaldera, because that's going to make her stay away from the basket.
Howell on that right wing with it now. Taylor on her, up top to Johnston. Under a minute to go, it's 6-2, Porter Ridge. Bounce pass near side to Beals. Right side over to Johnston. Christian with it back up top to Beals. Left side to Howell.
I think I hear the Cuthbertson fans saying attack, and Coach Busick does not want that. He wants them to take their time and move it around.
Right side to Jewell. Again to Beals, top of the key. Back to Jewell. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Now to Howell. Beals. Howell on the cut through up. No,
oh,
short.
Man.
Rebound by Swanston. Over to Malcolm. Miley pushes. Bounce pass. Lost it. Rogers with it. 16 seconds to go. Gets it to Johnston. Christian. Coach Busick says attack. She will drive. Hang. Shot. Whoa. No. Rebound goes to Scaldera. Over to Malcolm. Miley doesn't see the clock. Swanston will let it go. No. And at the end of one quarter of play, Porter Ridge 6. Cuthbertson 2. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
With a fleet of over 300,000, we know trucks. We can spot faulty sensors from anywhere. We can predict when parts will fail and fix them before they do. We do it all, so you don't have to. That's how we deliver confidence. Penske.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. It'll be Willie, Howell, Beals, Mundy back in, and Rogers.
You're giving Johnson her first break.
That was a good break for, Mundy, about 3 minutes.
Yeah. Now,
Mundy across the timeline.
Mr. Union County in the house.
Howell with it up top.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Almost stolen away. Willie got a mismatch. Howell on the block. Excuse me, that's Rogers. Up, no good. Blocked by Malcolm. Over to Taylor. Left side, Blackwell, rise, fire, three. Got it. Sid the Kid in the book.
Yep. That's the only thing about this strategy. I like it.
But you got to match them.
But, yeah.
You've got to get a score.
With every score now, it gets rubber. It's taking them forever to score.
Up top, Mundy with it. They switch. Malcolm on her into the corner. Three on the way for Howell. Missed everything. Williams with the rebound. Over to Taylor. Taylor, skip over to Blackwell. Rise, fire, three. Three, another one for Sid.
Automatic.
12-2 and a timeout. Coach Busick and the Cavs,
yep,
as they stretch to lead 12-2 to 10 now with 7:02 to go. We'll keep it right here.
Really a tough dilemma here. What do you do? You know, I like his idea of slowing it down.
What I didn't like the last couple times where Taylor's on the break or at least leading it, they let her get too deep into the key where she has to make a decision.
Yeah.
If you're
going
to stop it, you got to stop her at the three-point line. Make her make the decision there or foul her out in the open. There's no fouls.
No.
So make one out there if you got to stop her.
Literally, Cuthbertson doesn't have a foul yet. You know what I mean?
She's getting too far into the key or beyond the three-point line.
Then it's you're toast at that point. You know. I like the slowing it down part, but you definitely got to take care of the ball then. And you got to get some baskets going.
I want more shots taken from Johnson and Mundy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know they've got a little size disadvantage when you've got Scaldera on a switch or you've got Malcolm or Blackwell on you, but I want more shots from them. Those are their leading scores, and they've got to step up.
Yeah, I agree.
Johnson across the timeline, Williams on her, and I think that's a mismatch right there. Williams going to go baseline, shot, no good, rebound by Taylor.
Jeez.
Again. Look where she stops.
Yeah.
Not. Free throw line. Blackwell, corner three. Another one in and out. Oh, it goes in.
Gee.
The Larry Bird roll. 9 on the night for Sid on 3 threes, and it's 15-2.
Yep. It's tough to beat him when she's shooting like that.
especially when you leave her open in the corners. Into the corner, Willie, rise, fire, three, no good. And a foul on Taylor, I believe. That'll be two.
That would be.
On the push.
That's big.
Malcolm in, Taylor out.
Yeah.
That changes things a little bit, but.
She's a game changer, that's for sure.
But you don't lose anything, to be honest. Maybe offensively, more minded than Malcolm is. Still third on the team and scoring at almost 10.
Yeah.
Johnson will trigger it. They lob it up to Mundy. Mundy with it. Left-handed dribble through the lane. Pull up. 10-footer. Window, no. Rebound by Swanston. Over to Malcolm. Miley will push into the right wing.
No way.
Blackwell, rise, fire, three.
Oh, my
Boom!
God.
Four in a row for Sid. She's taken four shots, knocked them all down. She's got 12.
I think she's in the zone. That's safe to say. Always so focused, isn't she?
I got here early enough, so I got to watch them in a shooting drill. She was not shooting well. Steal by Blackwell. Shot, no, but she's fouled.
She's going to take that up right-handed, looks like.
I got here early. I saw a shooting drill with the team. She was not shooting the ball well in that drill. She was falling away. She wasn't going straight up on the jumper. And then all of a sudden, the lights come on. The clock starts. She's 4-for-4 with 12, looking for 13, maybe 14.
She must have literally got all the misses out.
First one is up and good.
Yeah.
Jewel in, Mundy out for Coach Pusick. Isabella Wege in. Blackwell up, no good. Rebound goes to Willie. Gets it to Johnston this time. Johnson across the timeline, Williams on her. Spin up top, they get it, they swing it left side to Jewel. Alexis with it. 5:35 to go here in the first half, 19-2. It was 6-2 at the end of one quarter.
Yeah.
Left side to Johnston. Still directing traffic up top to Jewel. Willie on the right wing, above her head. They lob it inside, goes out of bounds, it'll stay Cavalier basketball.
Yeah, and you got to take some of those chances in this Princeton offense.
Another timeout by Coach Pusick with 5:16 to go. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, I mean, I was just saying, you got 2 points. You're slowing it down. You got to take some of those chances. I thought that was a pretty good look there. It could have been a foul on Blackwell, I think. But, you got to get some offense going some way, and I don't know if Coach is going to change that up, like if he's going to come in and run.
Or you're going to have to take it right at the girls and make the refs make a call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not shooting the ball well from outside at all.
No, I think, like
so
you said.
If you can go to the basket and try to get fouls called to where you're going to get points with no time going off the clock, if you can.
See, and Mundy's out again. I don't know, if she's fatigued or injured or sick or I don't know, but you can't really afford that right now with the lack of offense.
Waggy's in. Johnson triggers it up top. They get it to Howell, back to Johnston. She'll drive the little teardrop. No good. Nothing is falling for Cuthbertson tonight.
It really isn't.
Swanson across the timeline. Between the circles. There's a 2-3 zone now. Oh,
now
they're going to go
boxing one.
On Blackwell.
Yep.
Williams with it up top. Back up top to Scaldera.
Maybe triangle and two. I think, no, they're not following her around.
Offensive foul is called on Scaldera, I believe.
I mean, this Cuthbertson team definitely can. This is weird. Wait, who is that on?
That was on Scaldera.
Okay, but then they're bringing Taylor in on the defensive end. That's kind of weird, I feel like.
And Scaldera stays out there as they get Swanston out. Johnson across the timeline, far side of the court, left-handed dribble, switches over, high post, tipped it back right to Johnson from Blackwell. Hands off over to Howell, back up top to Wege, now to Willie with it on that left wing, 4:30 to go here in the second. Willie drive, and she's fouled to be on the floor.
Yeah, they are, like you said, I mean, you can take it at them, give them a little bit of foul trouble, that would help.
You just make those three officials make a call.
Yeah, so that's the first one on Sid the Kid.
Willie's got the only field goal for Cuthbertson.
Yeah.
Inbound to Willie up top. Over to Howell, swinging around to Jewell. And a bad pass stolen away by Taylor. Let's look how far, look how deep she gets in there before she makes that decision.
That was sharp. I'm going to say that right there. That move reminded me of Stephanie Watts.
Oh, I agree.
Like that step quick.
She
know,
steps
like,
around you.
Yeah, that reminded me of Stephanie a little bit.
It's no longer the Euro step, it's the Watts step.
Yeah.
Right side over to Willie. Back up top to that's Johnston, not a Weggy. Not a Johnston. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound goes to Scaldera.
Nothing falling. Five rebounds for Scaldera.
Again, look. Malcolm, a three from top of the key, is up and good.
Everything's hitting on all cylinders.
24-2, Porter Ridge. I didn't think you were supposed to cheer if you're in the media.
I know.
That's just me. Willie up top with it.
Oh,
back
nice
door.
Back door.
Up shot short
on
that one from Howell. Rebound goes to Taylor. Watch where she stops. Oh. Top of the key. Williams with it. Now to Taylor. Rise, fire, three. Got it.
She's feeling everything.
27-2, Coach.
Oh, what a nightmare for Coach Busick in this start.
Christensen, Johnson on the top, up top to Weggy, left side over to Willie. 2:55 to go here in the half. Now to Johnston. Spin, kick to Weggy. She'll drive baseline. Pump fake, lost it, now up, now lost it again. Goes out of bounds, off her leg. It'll be Porter Ridge basketball.
Yeah. Definitely
Cameron Voss in for the first time tonight. Mundy back in.
Yeah, needing Mundy to get going offensively. That's
and Beals
sure.
in. Beals can score too.
Yeah.
Green light, my dear.
Yes.
You're down 25.
Yes.
Taylor across the timeline. See what I mean?
Look at that.
Underneath, Scaldera up and good.
She's just so
You're giving
control.
Her too much room to even make eye contact.
Yeah.
With the post players.
I mean, this game's easy for Taylor tonight.
I wouldn't even call it a pickup game. It's just practice.
Yeah.
Left side, Mundy. She'll dribble drive down the lane up short. Oh, got
there
it.
Go. That's what you need to get things
Gets
going.
Gets the roll. 29-4. Taylor. Drive. Got away. Did not get away. And that's if that's a foul, that's
her
third.
Oh, boy.
She did use that off arm.
Wow. That's kind of huge. That's.
She did use the off arm.
I agree. That's just a
I don't know what they're upset about.
Yeah.
Williams back in.
You built a 25-point lead, so you're not extremely
right.
nervous, but that is a game changer.
Yes.
It's an equalizer.
Right side. Johnson a long three. Got it.
All right.
You know, 29-7.
Give yourself something to build on going into the half, you know. I mean.
Malcolm up top. Voss up on her for the first time tonight. Cameron Voss in. She'll get a screen. Malcolm will use it from Scaldera. Now into the corner. Swanston through the lane. A little floater off the glass. No good. Rebound by Weggy. Over to Mundy. Mundy wants to push. Behind the back. Spin through the lane. Now up top to Johnson.
She
got called for steps.
I agree.
I do too.
I think I wanted to see Mundy force that, if I'm being honest.
I agree with you.
You know, I mean, it would have been a little bit of a force, but right now you got to get scores.
I don't think Callie Williams will block it. You know what I mean? I think she can get it off.
Yeah.
Blackwell with it. Up top to Malcolm. Miley with it. Left wing back to Blackwell. Blackwell making room. Sid, drive.
Oh, she walked.
And she walked, the shuffle of the feet.
Oh, man, did he call
Nope, he's
foul
jump ball.
Or? Oh, jump ball. I thought she walked.
Hey, back up.
Malcolm will trigger it.
Look at all those jerseys up
they
on the wall
They got up today.
Now.
They were not up there last night. I talked to Coach Leith about that. On the block to Malcolm. Into the corner to Williams. A three on the way. Got it.
Yeah, now she's hitting that. Oof.
32-7 with under a minute to go here. In the half, stolen away. Swanston all by herself. Left-handed layup is good. 55 seconds to go. 34-7.
Yeah, and that just took all that momentum they were hoping to build going into half with Taylor on the bench.
Up top, Voss, right wing. Mundy crosses over. Down the lane, up shot. Got it in the
Found
foul.
It.
Bucket is good. She could do that if she needs to, and she does.
I think they need her to do a lot right now.
39.2 seconds to go. Bucket was good.
And that Swanston's first. Yeah, I think at this point, I mean, I'm wanting to see Miss Mundy force things.
Up and good on that.
She's got five. Oh, why didn't we have subs? I guess they needed to be down further. Might have been good. But
they are aware of when we are set up.
Yeah,
the referees know where to look.
Yeah.
Especially our 50-year veteran over there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in good shape. Hey, that puts him at least 70.
He's got to be about 70,
If he started when he was 20, I agree with you. Malcolm is fouled out here in the open court.
Timeout.
Timeout, Coach Brown, with 28.8 seconds to go. 34-10, Porter Ridge up.
So, I mean, obviously it's a big hill to climb at this point. But I think like what you'd said maybe earlier, you know, you just got to – you've got to have some faith that you're going to continue to get him in foul trouble. That is kind of the one positive that's been going on. And you got one of them. You know, you got Taylor with three. So even in the second half, you're saying if she picks up one early there, she's got to sit for a long time. So,
right.
I mean, that gives you that hope or edge, but you got to start things soon here. You know, I mean, you can't keep digging this hole even deeper. So that's – is that Burke over there in street clothes?
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know if I saw she wasn't dressed, but I didn't realize that she was actually out here on the bench. So we don't know her status.
She is not dressed.
Which, that you know, you missed that a little bit if when you got Taylor on the bench with fouls. I mean, another good athlete you could have in there.
Someone that can handle the ball.
Score.
Yep.
I mean, on the break.
Rebound.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's the thing. Cuthbertson just got to keep Porter Ridge out of transition. You know, I think that when they get them slowed down, the defensive end, I've liked the box and one. I've liked things they've been doing, but they, you know, when you're turning it over, there's only so much you can do.
They inbound to Malcolm. Johnson on her, full court here. Let's see what we can do.
And a foul wouldn't actually be a bad move at any time.
Cross court over to Swanston. 20 seconds, down to 18 now. Up top, almost stolen away.
Uh-oh.
Blackwell back to Swanston. Want to use some more clock, down to 10 seconds. Malcolm to Sid.
Yeah, I'd be tempted to foul.
Sid with it, now over to Williams. Kylie with it, going to drive 4-3 into the backcourt, and it'll be a backcourt violation with 1.1 seconds to go. Cuthbertson ball.
Good defensive stand. You know, they've had some of those, but can't put the ball in the basket.
Shot on the way at half court, no good. And at the end of one half of play, Porter Ridge 34, Cuthbertson 10. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week, and I just think he said the books don't agree.
Oh, Lord.
Matt Edberg, Ryan Cook, halftime, Porter Ridge girls up 34-10. Let's get that scoring done.
Okay, see if I can get this all in. Porter Ridge is led by their top two scorers. I mean, Sid Blackwell at 13 and Ashanti Taylor with 11. Then Malcolm has three, Williams three, Scaldera two, and Swanston two. On the Cuthbertson side, Mundy five, Johnson three, and Willie two.
That adds up to 10.
Good
job.
10 points. That's rough. So, you know, I was listening to Coach Busick a little bit as he came over to the sideline. And was telling one of his coach, or telling his coach, maybe with a couple of his girls, we only had one foul that half. And I think that's a good. I mean, like, you know, you're not necessarily. You're like, hey, good. We only got one foul. But I think what his point is
be
that
aggressive.
A, be aggressive, and B, if they're going to call it that way, be even more aggressive. You know, I mean, take advantage of that. And the more I've thought about it with these new rules, especially, you hear me saying this all
talking
the time.
About the foul call,
yeah.
Like the foul totals.
Yeah, like all the. Right. I really do think now. You got to have smart girls or boys, whoever you're coaching, to understand the situation. I think I would have a call, and maybe everybody does, and I just don't realize it, but I think I'd have a defensive call, like red, red, and red means that you're supposed to foul with, like, a few seconds into the possession or whatever it might be. Because, you know, like we're saying, like, I think you can really use that strategy to really mess people up for a defensive possession or two.
Right, even. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As that clock's ticking down and you got one team foul on you, foul them with, like, 2 seconds to go or something. You know what I mean? Like, now you got to be smart because you don't want to foul them as they're shooting. You don't want to get an intentional foul called. So you run those risks.
Right.
But I think you talk about it and work on it.
Cavaliers with the basketball to start it off. It'll be Johnston, Mundy, Willie, Rogers, and Jewell. Williams, Taylor with three fouls starting for Porter Ridge. Blackwell, Scaldero, Malcolm. Up top to Jewell. Johnston, right wing, drive, kick into the corner. Rogers going to drive, and there it is. There's the first one of the second half.
And there's really not, yeah, I mean, you don't even leave him a choice. You got to call that a foul. And that's
but
Williams.
But she drove into the lane.
Right, made something happen. That's Williams' second. And that's the best thing, you know. I love that game plan again coming out here. I mean, you're down by 24. You want to stop the clock every chance you get.
Up and good for Rogers.
You've got to make your free throws, which she did the first one. You know, you're scoring points with the clock stop. What else can you ask for?
Rogers, the second one, no good. Rebound goes to Scaldera.
But you got
to
make.
Over to Malcolm. Miley across the timeline. Just underway here in the third. Porter Ridge up big, 34-11. Malcolm with it. Wants to give it to Taylor. Looks like trying to give it to Taylor.
Yeah.
Again, back to that almost a.
Denying her everywhere.
They're man cover. I mean, yep. They're man to man, and Christian
and
Johnson
not,
is making her work.
And
Malcolm
not,
drive.
Oh, nice.
Underneath, Scaldera up and good.
That's the tough thing is if you want to do that, then you get a two-person game with Malcolm and Scaldera. That's not exactly a bad scenario.
Johnson right wing. Up top to Mundy. Mundy with it. Taylor on her. Hands off back to Johnson. Now to Willie right side. 7:03 to go here in the third.
I think you want Mundy taking it at Taylor if you can.
Johnson with it left wing. Now they've got a switch. Taylor picks her up. Now to Rogers. Left side over to Willie. On the block. Rogers. Kick. Mundy. Drive. Hang. Shot. No. Rebound goes Taylor. Hold it away. Ashante wants to push into the front court. Drive.
Ooh. Oh, she went down pretty hard, too.
If you just bring that out a little farther, because she pretty much set up right on the free throw line.
Yeah.
I know it's easier said than done, but.
Yeah.
And you can't let her get that deep into the key where she's got to make either an easy pass or an easy bucket.
Yeah. Her first free throw of the night.
Up and front end, no good.
Yeah, and I think, Coach is telling his girls they've got to run. So I think we're going to see a little different offensive style.
Second one up for Miss Taylor is good. 6:34 to go here in the third. Johnson across the timeline. Up top to Mundy. Almost lost it. Now left side to Willie. Willie with it. Back up top, Mundy. Between the circles.
They want to post Taylor up, which is tough to score on her, but you can draw that foul.
Back up top, Mundy with it from Rogers. Left side to Johnston. Back to Mundy. Dribble drive and called for steps.
Yeah, just trying to do what I said, trying to force it a little bit. It's not looking pretty right now.
They're going to say side out instead of under the basket. Malcolm will trigger it to our left. Don't forget after this, the boys' game should be a dandy. Sun Valley and Marvin Ridge, two old foes. Remember last year, that's who they did the
game. Yeah.
Blackwell, rise, fire, three. Front end, no good. Rebound by Willie. Up to Jewell. Alexis on a break. Drive, hang, shot. Got it. And she screams.
Yeah.
She wants a foul to the referee.
I don't really like that.
He ignores. Taylor. Good decision right there. Into the corner to Williams. Up top to Malcolm. Miley, drive. Stolen into the backcourt. Taylor's got it. Ooh, over and back. I don't know about that.
Oh, wait. It was deflected, right?
It was deflected off of Johnson, I thought, unless he saw something different.
Oh. That seemed weird.
Well, he had a better view of it than us. Well, we got a, they're talking it out here.
I really think it
with our veteran.
They're sticking with it. Yep. I guess what they're saying is maybe it was deflected, but then she deflected it again before it went over. Maybe. I don't know.
Let's get instant replay and a shot clock into high school ball. These games will never get over. Mundy across the timeline to Johnson. Right wing over to Rogers. Aaliyah up top. Mundy. Drive. Hang. Shot. No. Short. Rebound. Scaldera. And I'll tell you what. They are changing the direction of a lot of shots.
Yeah. They do that.
They don't know. It's not like they're coming down to block it. It's just they're standing straight up, which is what you teach kids.
Sure. I mean, that's just a big obstacle in there. That's for sure.
Jump ball was called. It'll be Porter Ridge basketball with 5:19 to go here. Taylor will bring it up. Taylor going to drive, hang, shot, glass, no, rebound by Willie. Over to Mundy. Mundy across the timeline. Mundy, turn. Squares up, air ball, loose ball, taken away by Scaldera. Now she's forcing it too much, Coach.
Yeah.
Malcolm into the lane and is fouled by Willie.
That's Willie's second foul. Obviously, there's no foul issues.
Swanston in, Williams out for the Pirates. Deputy Dodd was asking about you last night and was surprised you showed up today.
He said it to me today. He said, oh, you came tonight.
Into the corner to Blackwell. Sid, the lefty, through the lane. Into the corner, Swanston. Back up top to Malcolm with 4:35 to go here in the third.
Deputy Dodd, isn't there a cartoon Deputy Dog? I think, I don't know.
Back to Swanston. Scaldera with it. She'll dribble out top and hand it off. 4:20 to go here. Timeout, Porter Ridge. Can't seem to get that offense flowing for Coach Brown's likeness, and we'll take a timeout.
Yep.
UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there? It's Matt.
Ryan Cook decided to show up tonight. Up top to Malcolm, Porter Ridge with the basketball. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Blackwell left wing. Back to Malcolm. Rise, fire, three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Jewell. I'll tell you what, Alexis Jewell does all the little things that Coach Busick asks.
I agree. I like what she does.
Into the corner. Willie through the lane. Spin.
Oh,
hang. Blocked by Scaldera.
It's not going to happen there.
Almost stolen away. Back over to Malcolm.
I got nine rebounds for Scaldera.
Blackwell, a little head fake down the lane. And that's a late call, but a call nonetheless. And what I liked about that is that she went up with the right hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sid is nowhere near James Harden, but still.
Jules first. So, again, you know, no foul trouble. I mean, if you're Coach Busick, you're still coaching up aggressiveness, toughness, you know, physicality. Boy, that's easier said than done against these girls.
Is she allowed to do that?
I think so.
Okay. First one up and good. She's still in the lane.
Still in her lane, yeah.
Right, okay. I just usually they don't want you really moving. You shoot.
You can try to figure out a way to be a distraction doing
right.
That kind of.
Blackwell good on the first. Second one up for the juniors good. New 1,000-point score in the her little jersey will be up there on that wall.
Yes, it will be.
With a whole season left next year. Mundy baseline gets past Swanston and is fouled.
That's her third, I think. Oh, no, second. Just her second.
So the winner of this game plays the winner of Marvin Ridge Sun Valley tomorrow night.
Okay.
And that'll be on Friday in the championship game.
Mundy goes the line 1-for-3. 5 points. What?
No. He said she's good.
Is it blood? Is that
the issue?
Yep,
they got blood on the floor. She has got a bloody lip. Nope, bloody nose, looks like.
I thought, won't she have to go out of the game or not?
Well, our legendary referee here said no, but we were going to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
And then the female referee saw the blood at the free throw line come out of her nose.
Yeah, I don't think.
So they're going to probably make her sit or at least come out. Can she still shoot the free throws?
I'm guessing they're going to make her come out probably, but I'm not sure. I would think once he's got it cleaned up, game
Right. It's cleaned up. She's going to stay in. She didn't come off the bench.
Okay.
Or she didn't come and sit down. Nope, she does have to come out.
She wanted to go in and shoot him.
Beals
sure.
will shoot the free throws. So that's interesting. The referee has to write that down in his book as well. I know they do that like if there's a technical or if someone gets ejected.
Yeah.
So I guess if there's a blood, Beals up and no good. She can't check back in until unless time's got to run off the clock. Beals up and good.
Well, now she'll go up to
the... Now she'll come to the free... She'll go to the...
Yeah.
Scoreboard. Score table.
Yes.
In front of us.
I would not like to play with that thing stuffed up
Me
my
either,
nose.
Man.
Tough to breathe.
39-14. Malcolm left wing. Up top, they get it to Taylor. On the block to Scaldera. Anna, turn. Shot, no. Malcolm... Kept it alive, but Rogers pulled it away. Gets it over to Johnson. Across the timeline. Right side over to Willie. Right wing over to Rogers. Back to Willie. Pump fake, left side. Beals a three. No good. Rebound by Scaldera.
That's a shot you want, though.
Anna averages about 8 rebounds a game.
She got 10 now.
Malcolm directing traffic. Blackwell into the corner. A three on the way. Short. Rebound by Rogers.
Sid's cooled off a little bit, hadn't she?
Johnson across the timeline. Three on the way. No good. And no rebounding for Cuthbertson at all. Blackwell with the board. Hands off to Malcolm. Miley across. Miley up top with the right-handed dribble. Miley down the lane. Miley off the glass and good.
Yeah, that's too easy.
41-14. High post to Jewel. Alexis with it. Skip over top. Wants another screen. She gets it. Johnson with it on the right wing. Still with that dribble. No. Nothing inside. Willie with it. On the block. Jewel. Turn. Shot. Throw. No good. Rebound. Blackwell. Over to Malcolm. Coach Brown wants him to push. Malcolm down the lane. Malcolm into the corner. Hands off to Taylor. She'll go down the lane. Up shot. No. Rebound by Scaldera. Put back. No, but she's fouled. And Anna will go to the line for two with 1 point. Well, let's see. We got 1:47 to go here.
Got 11 rebounds for Scaldera. I think that's the least of the concerns, isn't it?
You are correct, sir. It's okay to laugh.
Oh.
I mean, of all the things you're going to point out, a
right.
3-second violation when
right.
you're down.
Right, I mean, that's just not noticeable.
27.
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
Other things.
Yeah.
You see the referee in the doorway over there?
I did.
That's
how
the college guy that.
Yeah.
Up and good for Anna.
I never understand why they do one game.
Playoffs, I guess. I don't know. I agree with you.
You know, like they're used to doing two a night.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
I mean,
yeah.
Geez, the referee that we were talking to, the legend guy, he was doing 10 in 11 days.
Yeah.
Back, you know, two games a night. Up top, Beals, near side to Mundy. Left side to Willie. 42-14, back to Mundy. Pull up from 15. Front end, no good. Weggie with the rebound. Loose ball on the ground. Malcolm pulls it away. Miley. Johnson gets hit in the face. Miley, drive, hang, and fouled by Weggie. So I know two of those of the three referees over there.
Yes.
The one in the middle, I do not. Unless he gets closer because I'm old in my eyes.
I don't know.
I've had my contacts in for about a week. 42-14 with a minute 24 to go here. Malcolm up on the first, no good. Riley Howe in, replaces Johnson. Malcolm measures it on its way and good. 43-14.
6 points for Miley tonight.
Averages 9.9, but we're going to round it up to an even 10. Mundy with it up top, over to Howell. Howell with it now over to Willie. Mundy on the block, trying to get it to her, and overshoots her into the backcourt. Turnover. Porter Ridge basketball.
I can tell that even here. When you can't see the line, I could tell that was over the line. So.
A minute 7 to go.
Iowa? Did I hear Iowa? Now that Caitlin Clark is you used to hear Iowa back in the day, did you?
Well, it depends where you're from. You're from our neck of the woods, yes.
For girls?
No, not for women's. Oh. No, for boys, yes. Big Ten days.
Yeah.
BJ, Roy Marble.
Yeah.
Jerry Wright.
Jeff Moe.
Jeff Moe.
Remember that one?
Les Jepson.
Oh.
A.C. Earl.
Dr. Tom Davis.
Yep. Mundy across the timeline. Drive under a minute. Throws up a shot. No good. Taylor came out of nowhere and grabbed it.
Kind
of
grabbed
it. That's an old school YMCA rebound. Let me borrow your shoulder. Three for Blackwell. Good.
Yep.
46-14.
Getting to be quite a stat line for Taylor, though, with 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals.
Just an average. That's what she averages roughly.
Yeah.
Point-wise, what has she got? Foul there. There's her fourth.
Uh-oh. 12 points.
Okay, that's a little below her average, but everything else is right up there.
Yeah.
Jeff Moe. You were a Jeff Moe fan, weren't you?
No. Because
oh,
I was
okay,
an
I'm
IU
sorry,
fan,
yeah.
So.
Matt Nover, is that more years?
I guess, yeah.
What are you making it like that
he
for?
He wasn't very good.
Dude's playing D1 Big Ten basketball. He's not very good. He was in blue
let's
chips.
Let's talk about Calvert Cheney.
Oh, okay, all right. Willie with it up top, under 20 seconds to go. On the block, Mundy, and a foul's going to be on Blackwell.
A little shiver in the 14. Back
14.5 seconds to go. All right, Cheney, Bailey.
Yeah, Greg Graham.
Greg Graham, right.
Alan Henderson.
Do you go farther back? Do you go like Keith Smart, Alford, 87?
Yeah.
All right.
Ricky Callaway.
Ricky Callaway. He was a JUCO guy, too. Knight didn't take a lot of those.
Yeah.
Into the corner. Beals with it. 12. Willie. Cut through.
Oh,
Howell
nice.
Up and good. Riley Howell for 2. Lead is 30 now. 46-16. Malcolm from midcourt. No, and at the end of three
close.
Quarters of play, Porter Ridge 46, Cuthbertson 16. We'll take a break, come back. Union County Hoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the Union County Hoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Last 8 minutes of regulation. I don't think this will go to overtime like last night's Whittington-Sun Valley girls game.
That must
but
have,
you never know.
That must have been quite a game that I missed as far as, like, it sounds like, let's see if I got this right, Whittington got off to a strong start, then collapsed, like, kind of completely.
And then
they
put it together in the last
back,
3 minutes in the fourth to tie it at 42.
It, and then they came,
and then
didn't
disappeared.
Didn't
in
even
the,
come out in overtime, right? Yeah. Pretty
Cameron,
even conference.
Yeah, it
far.
Is. Voss in. Every game's been fairly competitive. There's not been major blowouts besides this one here. Yeah. They did hold, you know, they lost by 10 the last time these two teams met. Wiggy with it up top. Drive to the block, looking for help, gets it out top. Johnson along, 3 is good. 46-19, 7:35 to go in the contest. Swanson with it left wing. Blackwell up top, they're chasing her around. Sid, right-handed side.
Ooh.
Turnaround shot, got
man,
it.
That's tough.
The net didn't move.
No, that wasn't an easy. I mean, it's just like stop on a dime, turn, and shoot.
What does she have on the night?
20.
Averages 15 and a half. Wiggy on the right wing. Baseline on Scaldera. Out of bounds off of Swanston. It'll stay. Cuthbertson basketball. Don't forget after this, it'll be the boys game, semifinals, Marvin Ridge and Sun Valley. So this winner here most likely will be Porter Ridge. Dare I jump out on that limb. They will take on the winner of Marvin Ridge and Sun Valley who play tomorrow night. They will play Friday in the title game. At 6 o'clock on the dot, we'll bring it out. Right side over to Johnson. On the block, they overshoot her. Goes out of, no, doesn't. Scaldera saved it. That's a steal for Anna. Over to Malcolm. Miley with it across the timeline. Howl up on her. 6:45 to go in the game. We are right on schedule.
I'm good with that. Scaldera, another rebound.
Stolen away by Voss. Cameron will push. Across the timeline. Right wing over to Johnson. Johnson, dribble drive to the glass, up and good. And I guess my question is that Mundy going to not be in the rest of the game?
I don't know what's going
She's
on with that.
2 years left. I mean, she got...
Just from her getting hit in the nose.
Malcolm with it up top, and a foul is called. It'll be on Riley Howell, the sophomore. We're back at it tomorrow night. Marvin Ridge, girls, and Sun Valley, and then Weddington, Porter Ridge, round three for that matchup.
Now, I was going to ask you, do you know yet, will we be seeing the all-conference stuff at Friday night?
We will see
night?
That Friday night after each game. After each game, the girls announce after the girls, the boys after the boys. Three on the way for Swanston, no good. Rebound goes up high. Malcolm's there, reverse layup, lost it. Loose ball, Scaldera has it.
Ooh.
No call, stolen
Man.
Away. Johnson has it. A little push there. Drive, hang, shot, glass, got it. Christian Johnson for two.
A little bit late, but... Turn it on a little bit.
Left side over to Swanston. Maya drive. And jump ball is called. It'll stay Pirate basketball. Jump ball. 5:38 to go here. Malcolm will trigger it. All the way out top to Swanston. Careful. That
yeah.
Always.
The invisible line.
The only place it's any color is the middle, where it's a little bit of purple.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 feet. On the block to Scaldera. Swanston can't handle the pass out and throws it away. Voss will trigger it. 5:24 to go here in the game. Into the backcourt to Johnson. Christian with it across the timeline. Hands off to Weggy. Near side to Voss, now to Howell. Back up top to Voss. Cameron with it. Dribble drive. Johnson, a big three, knocks it down.
She's kind of really heated up.
Averages about 10 a game.
She's got 13 now.
48-26.
A little late.
Taylor with it. Got to watch that off arm. That's the old Jordan move. Throws it inside, out of bounds. It'll stay. Porter Ridge ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you stop, the defender goes by, and you kind of help them a little
yeah.
bit with that left hand.
Yeah.
Blackwell back in, replaces Swanston with 4:52 to go. Everett Stevens, Troy Lewis.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go, Purdue boys.
Bad memories for me there. Todd Mitchell.
Yes. Three on the way from the corner. Malcolm is good. 51-26.
Nine for Malcolm now, so almost to her average.
Yep. Johnson right wing. Screen from Weggy. Coach Busick is going to empty the bench. Voss up top to Howe, left side to Weggy. Directing traffic over to Voss. Now over to Johnston. Back up top to Voss. Dribble drive, kick into the corner. Howe, baseline, cut off. Skip pass back to Johnson. Rise, fire, three. Got it.
She's on.
Why are you hesitating? 51-29. Malcolm left wing. Down the lane and a foul. A hand check is going to be called on Riley Howell, I believe.
Yes. That is
her. Coach Brown's going to empty her bench as well, so this will be difficult for me. And I apologize ahead of time.
Well, and this
I'll
is where
my best.
This is where I'd like to, you know, you like to see Mundy. I mean, she could do a lot of damage in 4 minutes. I mean, it's a 22-point game, so I don't think there's going to be any jeopardy. But when you got Mundy going against the second teamers, it ought to get she ought to be able to dominate for 4 minutes.
That's McKinney. I don't know who 15 is. Stolen away by Rogers. Rogers through the lane, turn, shot, up, no. Too strong. Rebound by 15. Go 1-5. Still with it up top. That's Jalea Taylor. Through the between the circles. Off of McKinney. Can't save it. Out of bounds. It'll be Cutherson basketball.
Getting a timeout? Or oh. Like, what's the...
No, went out of bounds over there. 3:22 to go.
If there's any way you can clear it out for Monday, you do here. Oh, it looks like they're going to go zone, though.
Like a 1-2-2?
I think so.
Or a 3-2.
No, well,
loose ball on the ground. Mundy's got it.
She can't get up.
Can't get up. Got to make a move. Now they get it. Swing it over to Solar. Now to Willie. Rogers on the block. Up and good. Timeout, Coach Busick with 3:02 to go for the Cavs. Down 20, 51-31.
And
we'll
see,
keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
This timeout, he's got to be careful calling this timeout because, I mean, I don't think 20 points is going to matter, but you don't want them to have the chance to go, well, you know what, we better get some people back in. Because as long as they don't, there's a big advantage for Cuthbertson right here. You know what I mean? With Mundy and Rogers and Willie on the floor, they really ought to be able to score pretty quickly against the bottom of Porter
right.
Ridge's bench.
Yeah.
Now, are they going to score 20 points? Are they going to go on a 20-0 run in 3 minutes? I don't think
because
so.
Because you know they're going to stop. That will not go on very long.
Right, right.
I would say a minute.
So I don't think I'd want to call a timeout if I were Coach Busick to let him even think about it. You know. Oh, so we didn't really talk about these jerseys. So
they've got.
I forgot about Petrini for some reason. I don't know why.
They weren't real good her 4 years at Porter Ridge, but she was a 4-year starter, 1,069 points. Before Blackwell, she was the last one to knock it down, and that was a good 6 years ago.
So all-time is Godbout, then Jada Huntley.
Yep. And then Jasmine, and to be honest, Sid's got a whole other year next year. She could make a run at Godbout 1,600.
Yeah, yeah.
She's already...
Uh-oh.
Another timeout in the three-minute mark.
Yep.
And I think you're right.
Just one?
Not just Williams, yep. I think they need someone in there that
can
handle
the
ball and... Can start the offense. And I was talking to Coach Leith, who's the AD here at Porter Ridge, and they've got, you know, Isaiah Williams and Kyler Harris is the all-time leading scorer, but then there's Tristan Stitt, who I'm working on trying to get there are some games missing that I don't have, and he's in the 900s.
Okay.
So he could be a new addition up there.
And they aren't aware of that, huh? I mean, they don't know his total, huh?
No. You know, you had a couple coaches through the – once when Helms left,
yeah,
you had some coaches that, you know, just didn't focus on that.
Yeah.
And they were playing in the Southwest 4A, so I'm trying to deal with the Observer. I'm trying to get box scores, but there's only box scores if you call it in.
Yeah.
Williams across the timeline, 51-31 with 2:55 to go here in the game. Cuthbertson down, Porter Ridge up big. They will take on the winner of Marvin Sun Valley Friday night at 6 p.m. And bragging rights, to be honest.
Yeah.
Into the corner. Up and no good. What's Rogers with it? Stolen from behind by Williams. Williams across the timeline. 2:30 to go here. Left side. 1-5 is fouled by Solar. Get it up top to Williams, guarded by Willie. 2:16 to go here. Don't forget, boys center my final after this. Sun Valley and Marvin Ridge. Pull up, mid-range, no good. Rebound by Rogers. Rogers gets it over to Mundy. Mundy will bring it out, under 2 minutes to go. Mundy with it up top, now over to Willie. Mundy on the left wing. Little jab step back, can't do anything with it. Back up top, throws it into the backcourt. Loose ball, Taylor's got it. Up shot, glass and good. That's Jalea Taylor.
The bench likes that.
Yes, sir. 53-31. Baseline shot by Mundy. No, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. A minute 25 to go here, and crowd is starting to fill in a little bit off to our left. Mundy at the line. Up and good. No good. In and out.
Yeah, she's only 1 for 4 from the free throw line tonight with 4 points. Great job by Porter Ridge defensively against her. You definitely needed a better showing if you're Coach Busick from her.
Mundy, the second one is good. Johnson back in. Mundy out. Jules in. Solar's in. Beals is in. McKinney in for Porter Ridge.
Yeah, I mean, I really do like that, the future of the guard there with Mundy and Johnson, that's for sure.
53-32, Williams across timeline. Johnson on her. A minute 15 to go here in the game.
Yeah, Johnson's build, she reminds me of Erin Addison from
yep.
like a, doesn't she kind of look like her almost if
she
you
does.
Squint? I don't know.
Same kind of 5'5", little
yeah, and like athletic,
stocky,
you know, strong,
athletic.
Yeah, strong-looking legs.
Not afraid to go to the rack.
Yeah. Erin put up
Williams.
A lot of points.
That's one I think people seem to – I kind of forget about.
Yeah.
Traveling is called against Porter Ridge.
Well, a lot of her career wasn't on great teams.
No.
But she did contribute young to a really good team, you know.
Johnson across the timeline, under a minute to go. Beals back with it up top. She got away with a travel.
They don't want to
blow
the whistle now.
Three on the way. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll stay Cavalier ball. 48.3 seconds to go. Looks like Johnson will trigger it for the Cavs. Going to go up top to Beals. A three on the way for Ava. Got it.
There it is.
40 seconds to go, 53-35. Stolen away, back to Beals, right corner. Solar, a long three, no good. Rebound, 3-3. Over to Williams, 25 seconds to go. That may be it, Coach, but I take that back. And they lob it inside, goes out of bounds.
I got a foul.
Looking
on
for Alyssa Lamont.
23.
It's like an offensive lineman's fingers. Beals, another three. No good. Rebound by 3-3. 2-3, excuse
two-three,
me.
2-3.
That's McKinley, Abigail. Across the timeline. 9-8-7, 53-35 should be the final.
That'll do it.